Hello and welcome. I'm Shauna Chandler, and this is the Oracle of Light podcast. We are working our way through our mediumship series, and this episode is all about spirits that don't go to the light. Now, when a spirit doesn't go to the light, we refer to them as an earthbound spirit. They have chosen not to cross over when their physical existence ended. If you've ever seen the movie Ghost, when Patrick Swayze's character Sam is killed, he looks up at the light and then he looks back at his girlfriend and he doesn't go to the light. So if you haven't seen that movie, I highly recommend it. It's usually homework in my mediumship classes. It's a beautiful representation of mediumship and spirit and how spirit will communicate with us. And again, earthbound spirits. Earthbound spirits, they've chosen not to cross over when their physical existence ended. And we are all given the opportunity to re-engage with source, the universe, God, whatever that looks like for you, when we die, when we leave our body. But you don't have to cross over if you don't want to. You have free will. You can resist the light and stay earthbound. And think of it as a halfway between living and dead. A disembodied spirit who is still attuned to this reality or plane. So why would a soul choose to stay behind? The souls that I've encountered during readings or clearings I've done over the years who have remained earthbound are here for so many different reasons. And we're going to cover the most common reasons why a spirit doesn't go to the light. And just to give you a little bit of a background, I did my first house clearing, oh my goodness, I want to say about 12 or 13 years ago. I was called into a home where there were different noises and there were different smells, and there was a spot in the basement that was ice cold and lots of different activity in the home. And this was my first experience crossing over an earthbound spirit. And so this young gentleman had actually died in the house. He had overdosed and didn't go to the light. And so it was really, really amazing. I'll never forget it. I brought in all of my guides and helpers, and all of the beings of light came in and filled the space with such beautiful energy. And I could literally see this beautiful white light that came into the space, and it was shimmering and it was sparkling, and I could hear this beautiful celestial angelic music that was softly playing. And I remember as this light showed up that there was a dog from spirit that ran from that light and was circling around this young man. And this young man just kept looking at me and he said, "I don't know. I don't understand what's happening. I don't understand." And I said, "Sweetheart, it's okay. It's time for you to go." And so I just kept saying, "Look at the light. Go to the light. You're safe. Go to the light. Your family's waiting for you. It's time to go home." And so he looked at me and he said, "Wow, that, I don't know what to say." And he looked over in the distance and he could see his loved ones waiting for him. And this dog that was running around was his dog when he was a little boy. And so he went with this dog, crossed over. And as soon as he was crossed over into the light in the room disappeared. And it was just such a beautiful, beautiful experience to know that he wasn't in that halfway place anymore. And what's interesting is that from my experience, when someone, you know, when a soul doesn't go to the light and they're earthbound, they don't have communication with their spiritual team and their loved ones on the other side. I have seen an angel, their guardian angel, that will stay with them and try to continue to guide them and you know, get them to, you know, see someone or be around energies that can get them back to where they need to be. One of the most common reasons that spirits don't go to the light is that they fear judgment. So imagine if you believe that you were going to hell. Like say for example, you murdered someone, you took a life. Now, how fast would you want to get there if you were convinced that you were going to have to pay, that you were going to be judged, and that you were going to hell? You may want to slow down the process a bit, or even stay off the grid so you can't be sent there. Does that make sense? And now some people fear God's judgment, so they resist the light and they stay earthbound. Now to them, this is preferable to going to hell. I've encountered some abusers that even forego the light when they leave their physical body to avoid judgment for their actions. Guilt is another reason that spirits don't go to the light. And this is most common, I find, with suicides, a spirit seeing the effect of their actions on their loved ones, may feel guilty about the choice they made. And there's nothing that you could have done on this earth that would cause Source, the universe, or God to ever turn its back on you. That we are all forgiven as long as we can forgive ourselves. And this includes those who commit suicide. Another reason why spirits don't go to the light is that they don't believe that there is life after death. They don't think that there is anything after they leave this physical body. They don't believe that there is a heaven or there's a universal energy or that they're going to reconnect with their loved ones. They don't have any of that belief, and they may simply remain a wandering spirit until such time as they decide they want to do something different, or they're guided to perhaps a medium or an energy worker or someone that holds a sacred space that's at a higher vibration, and then they can perhaps facilitate crossing that soul over. And what's interesting is that the souls that I've encountered that don't believe in life after death, it's there's almost this huge sense of relief when we do cross them over, because they realize that they are eternal as that soul. That soul, we've all had other lives. We will continue to have other lives after this incarnation. And understanding that our physical body is here alive for this life, for us to enjoy and play and love and experience and create and grow. And that when our body dies, that our soul, our spirit goes back up into the ether, up into the universal energies, whatever you want to call that. And then we can continue on our journey, just not in a physical body. And I always love crossing over earthbound spirits because, again, it's like they're stuck in this place that I can only imagine is filled with so much uncertainty and confusion. And I can't even imagine all the different emotions and what they might be experiencing. And again, it is a choice. It's a choice that they didn't go to the light for whatever reason. And it's just always so beautiful to cross them back over into the light, to know that they are surrounded by unconditional love. They are surrounded by their loved ones, their friends, their family, their fur babies, their spirit guides, their angels, God, the benevolent energies, ascended masters. Like they are just, they're where they're meant to be for their soul's growth and evolution. And it's always so beautiful. And to this day, after I do a clearing, I still get emotional. It's just tears of joy to know that they're back where they need to be, that they're okay. Another reason that spirits don't go to the light is that they don't understand that existence does not end. And so what do I mean by that? Some spirits realize they're dead and in spirit form, but then become fearful that living the earth plane will mean that they cease to exist. So it's a little bit different than not believing in life after death. And the task here is to actually let go of their ego, let go of their personality, let go of all of those different aspects of them that are not the eternal aspects of them. Some spirits have unfinished business. And let's face it, we all do. If we carry it with us after death, it can keep us from moving into the light. And we need to learn to just let it go at some point. And now there could be unanswered questions around a death if there was, a murder or suspicious activity around someone's demise. They may hang around to see if there's justice for their death. They may hang around to make sure that, those questions are answered, that their loved ones know what happened to them. I've had spirits that stayed earthbound to make sure that their loved ones were taken care of, to make sure that their wife or their partner knew where the life insurance information was, that they knew, where the security deposit boxes were at the bank or whatever that was. And so, a lot of them, or they've stayed. I had one older gentleman that we crossed over, and he had stayed to make sure that his wife knew where the will was because they had moved or something had moved or shifted. And so he wanted to make sure that she knew where that was and that she was okay. I've also seen family members hang out and stay earthbound because they're waiting for another family member to cross over around the same time. And then it's almost like that first family member will forego going to the light because they know that their other family member is close. And then when that other family member, it's their turn to cross, leave their physical body and cross back over, it's like then they both go, which is absolutely beautiful. From my perspective, right? It's interesting to share my love of mediumship with people because mediumship is one of those things you either get it or you don't. It's either you're kind of interested and you can play with it, dabble it, dip your toe in it, whatever that looks like for you. You either are really curious and you're interested and you enjoy it, you love it, or it's just not your thing, and that's okay. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that, I'm going to kind of assume that if you're listening this far, that you probably have a keen interest, and enjoyment of mediumship as well. Another reason that spirits don't go to the light, some are not aware that they're dead. And now, believe it or not, there are spirits wandering around out there who aren't clear on the fact that they've actually died. If you've ever seen the movie, The Others with Nicole Kidman, they're a family and they don't realize that they've died. They don't know that they've died. Your mind is powerful. If you die unexpectedly or you were extremely committed to living, it could take some time to get the clue to finally figure out that you no longer have a physical body. You may be confused, fearful, or in shock. You could even end up haunting your old haunts, hanging out in your old house, trying to get the attention of the living and wondering why they can't hear you. I can only imagine how confusing that would be. If you ever find your spirit instantly removed from your body, it could take a little while to realize what's happened. And if you're ever in a situation where you suspect you might be dead, just try walking through a wall. And if you can, then you're dead. I kid, but it's so important to just to realize that everything that we do is a choice. It's a choice on some level. And again, earthbound spirits, for whatever reason, chose not to go to the light. And it's a choice. Some spirits are just not ready to go. When they do leave the physical body, they cling to life as best they can because they simply aren't ready to leave. And sometimes people stay earthbound because they can't leave their loved ones. They can't leave their children. This can also happen if you're extremely passionate about your life or you're just having an amazing time. To protect a loved one. Some spirits have incredible loyalty to those left behind. They feel obligated to continue their human role as protector, provider, that support. An example might be an older sibling who looked after younger siblings. And now it's interesting, I've actually encountered the opposite, where there was a husband and a wife, and the wife was very submissive to her husband. He was very, very controlling, and that was how their relationship went. That's just how it was their entire married life. I think they were married for, oh geez, like 30 or 40 years. And that's all she ever knew. Like, he told her what to do and what to wear and what they were having for supper, and he controlled everything. And when she died, she didn't go to the light because he wasn't there to tell her. He wasn't there to guide her or tell her what that looked like. And so it was really quite fascinating to finally get her crossed over, to realize that her soul's journey would continue and that she could continue working on whatever that was for her on the other side. Some spirits don't go to the light because they're obsessed with another living soul. The inability to let go of or harboring any anger at someone who is still alive, that can keep a spirit from going on their journey. It's like, I'm not going. No, we've still got stuff we need to take care of. And even a great love for someone can keep a spirit from moving on, as it did for Robin Williams's character, Chris, in the movie What Dreams May Come. The character decided to remain on Earth after a tragic car accident because he didn't want to go on to heaven without his beloved wife. And so as you can see, there are so many different reasons why spirits don't go to the light. There are, I've crossed over spirits that perhaps were inebriated, were on drugs or alcohol, and were just completely, you know, I mean, they overdosed or they were passed out. It was too much for their physical body or for whatever reason. And so if they leave their physical body in that state, that can be very confusing, and they don't understand really what's going on. And for some suicides, the spirits that have committed suicide that I've worked with, there was one spirit that had, he had taken his life, and it was within, I want to say, 2 to 3 days after he had crossed over, he came through. He came through, and it was almost like, when I saw the loved ones that were with him, they were a little bit more solid looking, you know. And if you've listened to any of the podcasts, when I was a little girl, I used to refer to the crossover loved ones as the see-through people. And so when I see spirit, they still look like they're kind of see-through. They're a little bit opaque to me. And his energy almost looked like, it was kind of like static. He kind of kept cutting in and out, in and out, in and out. And so it was very interesting. And so, when there is a trauma, suicide, drugs, alcohol, an accident, something of that nature, oftentimes that spirit, they can just be in such a state of shock that they're still connected to what happened, and they don't understand, why is that car all crumpled up, and why am I lying there on the floor like that? Like, they're focused on their life here still, and they're not looking to that light. And so, again, whenever I cross over earthbound spirits, I'm always saying, look to the light, look up, look up, look up, look to the light. And then I can see the angels and the guides around them taking them to the light, which is absolutely amazing. And this is something that you can do as well. This is something that anybody can do. Anybody can cross over an earthbound spirit. Anyone can clear an earthbound spirit. And I'll go over that a little bit at the end. Some spirits are not wanting to face someone who is already passed on. Just as we can be afraid to face someone in life whom we feel we've let down in some way, so too can that fear be a powerful trap for the spirit to remain on the earth plane. And what I know from communicating with countless souls who have made the transition into the light is that when you actually do cross over, you are not judged. You are not sent to hell, to purgatory. You can still finish your unfinished business. And you can still watch over your loved ones from the other side. And it's interesting, what I see it as is when we leave our physical body, we go back into the universal energies. And we've talked a bit about that before, what happens when you die in that episode. And then we get to do a life review and kind of get to understand why we came, what we did. We kind of look and look and see where we left off, what that looked like. And then from my perspective and what I've been shown, we continue to grow and shift and change on the other side. We continue to expand. We continue to learn. We continue to live, just not in a physical body. And for those that are lost or unaware that they're dead, they do usually figure it out. And as I mentioned earlier, I've seen an angel with them who continues to guide them. And you know what? If all else fails, a good medium will help them cross over. Sometimes they will figure that out. I've had, I did a space clearing once in a building, and there was an earthbound spirit there, and it was really quite fascinating. There was an earthbound spirit that we were, you know, the light was there and we were getting him to cross over. And then another earthbound spirit came into the space and went and crossed over as well. And so I do believe that they do get to where they need to be. And I do believe that somehow they are reconnected with their guides and their loved ones, and they're gone out of that that kind of in-between halfway place between being alive and dead to going into, they no longer have a physical body, that they have died. So something that I always love to recommend is that we send love to our crossed over loved ones, our dearly departed. Those who have crossed over, they still receive our love, our thoughts, our feelings. And when you send love to them, it goes there in the form of energy that they can receive. And so if it's not too painful for you right now, I invite you to think of your loved ones on the other side right now. If there's someone in particular, place your hand over your heart and just bring them to mind. Imagine them laughing and joyous and happy. You may smell something, see something, know something, or sense something. And just trust whatever's coming to mind. And now send them some love or a smile or a thought you want them to share. Let them know that you're thinking about them and that you love them. And then sit back and see if you see anything, hear anything, know or feel their presence. You may feel a shift in the energy. The room may get a little colder. You may feel kind of like chicken bumps, chicken skin. And although the distance may seem ridiculously great, the other side is actually not that far away at all. The other side is all around us. And your loved ones really are just a thought away. And close your eyes, nice deep breath into the nose, out through the mouth. And your loved ones will hang out with you. And again, you may feel them, you may sense them. You may feel an emotional release. It's all perfect. And I invite you to just be with their energy and just, and if you'd like to, if you're willing to step into this arena a little bit deeper, you can just continue to invite them into your space and ask them to show you something, ask them to tell you something, and just continue to ask them to give you signs to let you know that they're with you. And then just push your barriers down, relaxing, and then see what you get. And now if you encounter an earthbound spirit, and you're getting the green light that they do require assistance to cross over, that they do need facilitation to get crossed over to the light. Super easy to do. The first thing that you'll want to do is you'll want to create a sacred space. And so you can burn incense. You can invoke Archangel Michael and his band of mercy angels. You can invite your entire spiritual team and your energetic team, whatever that looks like, all those from the light who would like to assist at this time, I welcome you into this space. And encasing yourself, wrapping yourself in golden, divine love and light. And you can even feel the space that you're in with beautiful, benevolent energies. Some of you may even communicate with the earthbound spirit. Sometimes they may be afraid. I'm afraid to go. I don't know where I am. I'm waiting for my mother, my sister, my brother, my husband. I don't know where they are. I don't know what's happening. One minute we were fine, the next minute they were all gone. So you may have an awareness of messages, communication that they'd like to share with you to help understand what's happening. And what I see is I will ask my guides in my mind, open it up. And this beautiful white light opens. And then I will ask the crossover loved one, and being very gentle with them a lot, the majority of the time they are confused. They're not sure. They don't understand why they can see you now and why you're communicating with them and no one else was communicating with them. Some of them may be a little bit agitated. They may be a little bit scared, confused. And all you have to do is just say, look up. You're safe. Look up. Look at the light. Go to the light. You're safe. And I always let them know that their loved ones are waiting. And that's just what I've always done over the years, is I will have the guides bring at least one loved one that they will recognize. It could be a fur baby, as I mentioned earlier. It could be a child, a grandmother, their aunt, a family member, whoever it is. I make sure that there's at least one. And for some of them, it's like a big fat Greek wedding. And there's like countless loved ones that are hooting and hollering and just waiting for them to get back home where they belong. And so I keep telling them, look up, look up, look up, look up, look at the light, go to the light. And then I ask Michael and his band of mercy angels to surround them with unconditional love and to take them into the light. Sometimes I've heard thank you. And sometimes they'll come back in and they'll thank me at another time, which is really beautiful. It's not necessary, but it's lovely. And then the light closes. And for me, it sounds like, if you've ever seen the movie Avatar, and he's walking in the forest. It's the very beginning of the movie. And he's walking in the forest. He touches the flowers and they make that noise and they close. That's what it sounds like to me. And it's closed. And it's beautiful. And I express gratitude to everyone who assisted. And there is such gratitude and unconditional love and joy, knowing that that spirit, that they're crossed over, that they're not stuck, they're not earthbound, connected to their life here, that they have made the journey, they've crossed over, and they'll continue their soul growth, and they'll continue to expand and grow and learn and understand. And it's a beautiful thing. And if you're not sure, then reach out, find a medium, drop me a line. If there's some, interesting stuff going on in your house, absolutely reach out. And it can be really quick and really easy to fix that and to really take care of that. And there was a young girl she had committed suicide, and I'd gone with a friend of mine. We were looking at apartments for her, and we were looking in different apartments. And this one apartment I walked in, and I just instantly felt really cold. And I just looked at her and I said, I don't have a good feeling in here. Something happened. And then after, when she asked the realtor, she said, did something happen? And she said, yes, someone did lose their life in this apartment. And then after we left, I remember going home, and I got home and I just felt like someone was watching me. It was the strangest feeling. It was not creepy or anything. And I wasn't afraid, but I was like, someone's watching me. And so I went into my meditation, and then I could see her. She had followed me home. And so crossing her over was lovely. And I haven't seen her for several years, but she used to pop in every now and again just to say hi. And just to, she came back in after and said, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And she had taken her own life, and she was afraid. She was afraid of being judged. She was afraid that she wouldn't be accepted into God's loving arms. She was, you know, so upset by what it had done to her family. She was engaged to be married, and so she saw the ripple effect of that choice, and the fear of being judged. It kept her earthbound. But then to cross her over was absolutely lovely. She became a guide for her fiance, and brought a wonderful woman into his life that he married and eventually had babies with. And so she is working magic from the other side, which is absolutely fantastic. That's it. That is our episode on why spirits don't go to the light. I am so grateful for you. And if you'd like to head on over to my website, you can sign up for my newsletter, and I'll get you a meditation where you can cross over and meet your loved ones in spirit. All free. You just have to enter your name and your email. And you can unsubscribe at any time. I send out a newsletter maybe once, maybe twice a month at the most. Let me know how you're doing. You can visit my website for more information, www.shaunachandler.com. Sending you mountains of love, and I will talk to you very soon. Bye for now.